Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Money Mischief: Episodes in Monetary History. Nobel Prize winner Milton Friedman provides an engaging and insightful exploration into the complexities of money, how it operates, and its significant impact on economies over various historical periods. Through a series of compelling narratives, Friedman illustrates the critical role that monetary policy plays in influencing inflation, employment, and financial stability. The book is a testament to Friedman's expertise in economics, demonstrating his ability to communicate complex financial principles in an accessible manner. It serves as both a historical account and a theoretical exploration, making it an invaluable resource for anyone interested in understanding the nuances of monetary policy and its profound effects on the global economy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the nature and origin of money. Milton Friedman begins Money Mischief by delving into the fundamental nature and origins of money, providing a foundation for understanding its role in society. He discusses how money evolved from physical commodities like gold and silver to more abstract forms of currency, including fiat money. This transition, as explained by Friedman, marks a pivotal moment in monetary history, leading to significant changes in how economies operate. The author emphasizes money's primary functions as a medium of exchange, a unit of account, and a store of value, and how these functions facilitate trade and economic growth. Friedman's analysis underscores the importance of stable money to a functioning economy and the dangers that arise from its mismanagement. Secondly, hyperinflations throughout history. One of the most compelling sections of Money Mischief involves Friedman's examination of hyperinflations throughout history. He meticulously analyzes cases from the Weimar Republic to more contemporary instances, demonstrating how unchecked monetary expansion can lead to devastating hyperinflation. Through these episodes, Friedman illustrates the critical importance of prudent monetary policy and the disastrous consequences of its neglect. His analysis not only sheds light on the causes of hyperinflation, but also highlights the pivotal role central banks play in preventing such crises. Each historical account serves as a cautionary tale, emphasizing the delicate balance required in managing a nation's money supply. Thirdly, the gold standard and its effects. Friedman's exploration of the gold standard system and its implications for global economics is another highlight of Money Mischief. He provides a thorough examination of how the standard functioned, its benefits in terms of providing a stable currency value, and its eventual downfall. Friedman argues that while the gold standard fostered an era of international trade and economic stability, it also posed significant limitations, particularly in central banks' ability to respond to economic crises. The discussion about its abandonment in favor of fiat currency systems reveals the complexities of ensuring monetary stability while facilitating economic growth. Friedman's analysis offers crucial insights into the trade-offs involved in different monetary regimes. Fourthly, the island of stone money. A particularly intriguing episode that Friedman discusses is the use of large stone discs as money on the island of Yap. This example serves to challenge conventional notions of what money is and can be. Friedman uses this case to illustrate the concept of trust and consensus in defining the value of money, regardless of its physical form. The story of Yap stone money highlights the arbitrary nature of what societies come to accept as currency and how the fundamental principles of money, trust, scarcity, and acceptability, transcend the material it's made of. This chapter not only adds a fascinating anthropological aspect to Friedman's discourse, but also underscores the abstract qualities that underpin all forms of money. Lastly, the role of monetary policy. A central theme of Money Mischief is the critical examination of monetary policy's role in economic stability and growth. Friedman delves into the mechanisms through which central banks influence the economy by adjusting the money supply and interest rates. He critiques various policy approaches, drawing on historical examples to argue for the superiority of rules-based policies over discretionary ones. According to Friedman, effective monetary policy should aim for predictability and transparency to maintain stable prices and foster economic growth. This discussion not only sheds light on the intricacies of monetary policy, but also presents a compelling case for the principles that should guide central banks in their decisions. In conclusion, Money Mischief: Episodes in Monetary History by Milton Friedman is an essential read for anyone interested in economics, monetary policy, or history. Friedman's lucid writing and insightful analysis make complex monetary concepts accessible to both economists and lay readers alike. This book is particularly relevant in today's globalized economy, where monetary policy decisions have far-reaching implications. Readers will gain a deeper understanding of the forces that shape our economic reality and the importance of sound monetary governance. Whether you're a student, a professional in finance, or simply curious about how money influences the world we live in, Money Mischief offers valuable lessons on the profound impact of monetary policies on nations' economic destinies. If you would like to support Milton Friedman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.